耳を開いてください。
Open up our ears.
心を柔らかくしてください。
Make our heart soft.
イエス様のお名前を通してお願いします。
Praying in His name. Amen.
本当に感謝することがいっぱいありますね。
There are so much to be grateful for and thankful for.
もうワーシップでもこうやってサンドさんや、ティムさんがリードしてくれる、もうそれも本当に感謝です。
It's such a joy and something we can be so grateful for that Tim and Sandro are leading us in worship.
先週まで2週間、ジョーさんとサンドさんが導いてくださったそのワーシップ礼拝も心から感謝します。
And last week, Sandro and Joe led us in just a special time of worship for most of the service.
先週私は、ステージ行くときから火の柱、雲の柱について、お話を少ししました。
And last week actually I just spoke a little bit about a passage from Exodus and it was a passage about how the Israelites were led by a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire.
そしてイスラエルの人たちが出て行くときにですね、彼らの前と後ろに火の柱があって、そしてそれに導かれたという話でした。
And I talked about how the Israelites were led, the pillar of cloud during the day led them, and the pillar of fire led them at night.
でも、柱が動かなければずっと待ってたんですよね。
However, if the pillar didn't move, then they just stayed where they were. They waited.
そしていざ柱が置いたらパッと用意して進んでいったんです。
And if the pillar of fire or the pillar of cloud moved, they got packed all their things up and they set off.
今日私たちは皆さんと一緒に神様が導かれる、聖霊に導かれるとどういうことかをまた学んでいきたいと思います。
And today I want to once again look at what it means, what it truly means to be led.
主に使徒行コルクの16章ですけど、15章から少し読みます。
Predominantly, we're going to be looking at Acts chapter 16, but we're going to also look a little bit at part of chapter 15.
はい、では日本語、英語一緒に読める方はゆっくり読んでから読みましょう。
Then in English and Japanese, so if you read any of those languages, please join.
36節。数日の後、パウロはパルナバに行った。さあ前に主の言葉を述べ伝えたすべての町へもう一度行って兄弟たちを訪問しどのようにしているか見てこようではないか。
And after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, Let us return and visit the brothers in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord and see how they are.
彼らは旅を始めるときに前に行ったところを見に行こう、彼らを励まそうというのは彼らのこの旅の目的でした。
So, before they decided to take this next journey, they thought about the purpose, and the purpose was to encourage the people who had become Christians before.
はい、では16節から、16節ちょっと長いんですけど一緒に見ましょう。
So let's read from chapter 16. It's a bit long, but、
はい、まず日本語から見ていきます。パウロはデルベにもリストラにも行った。そこに信者のユダヤ人の子でギリシャ人を父親に持つテノテという弟子がいた。彼はリストラとイコニオンの兄弟の間で評判の良い人であった。パウロはこのテノテを一緒に連れて行きたかったので、その地方に住むユダヤ人の手前彼に割礼を授けた。父親がギリシャ人であることを皆が知っていたからである。彼らは方々の町を巡回してエルサレムの首都と長老たちが決めた規定を守るようにと人々に伝えた。こうして教会は信仰を強められ日ごとに人数が増えていった。
Paul came also to Derbe and Lystra, and a disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who was a believer, but his father was a Greek. He was well spoken of by the brothers of Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that his father was a Greek.As they went on their way through the city, they delivered to them the observance of the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith, and they increased in numbers daily.
さて、彼らはアジア州で御言葉を語ることを聖霊から禁じられたので、フィリギア・ガラテア地方に通っていった。西ア地方の近くまで行き、ビティニア州に入ろうとしたが、イエスの霊がそれを許さなかった。それでミシニア州を通ってトロアスに下った。その夜、パウロは幻を見た。その中で一人のマケドニア人が立って、マケドニア州に渡ってきて、私たちを助けてくださいと言って、パウロに願った。パウロはこの幻を見たとき、私たちはすぐにマケドニアへ向けて出発することにした。マケドニア人に福音を告げ知らせるために、神が私たちを召されているんだと確信をするに至ったからである。私たちはトロアスから船出して、サモトラケ島に直行し、翌日ネアポリス港に着き、そこからマケドニア州第一区の都市で、ローマの植民地であるフィリポに行った。そしてこの町に数日間滞在した。
And they went to the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come to Mysia, they attempted to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. So, passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there urging him and saying, Come over to Macedonia and help us. And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go on into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So, setting sail from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis. And from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony, we remained in this city some days.
はい、少し地図を出しましたけれども、
we want to look at the map for a minute.
そう、第一回の旅行からこう帰ってきて、それから。このまたアンティオキから第2項の1回目の旅を始めました。
So, they came back from their first journey and now they have set off on their second missionary journey.
で、バルナバとパウロは分かれて2組になるわけですけれども。
And, as we talked about a few weeks ago, Barnabas and, Paul split into two groups.
今日の話は、デルベからリストラ、最後トロアスまで行くところの話でした。
And today, we talked about, how they started in Derby and then went around in different places and ended up in Philippi.
聖書の箇所では10節ぐらいの箇所なんですけれども、でも多分これはこの間に数ヶ月かかったと思います。
So, this passage is rather short, isn't it? In the, you know, if we just read the Bible, it's not that long, but actually this trip probably took them several months.
で、500キロ、まあ、通称、少なくとも500キロぐらいこう歩くわけですから、
If you estimate on the small side, they actually walked more than 500 kilometers.
で、彼らがこのリストラに行ってみたら、テモテという若者に会います。
So first Paul and Silas went to Lystra and they met a disciple named Timothy.
とてもこう評判のいい、こういいやつだったんですね。
And we read the description of him was that he was thought well of by the other disciples there.
で、パウロはですね、この若者テモテを連れて旅行を続けたいというふうに思います。
And Paul, thought about Timothy and he thought, oh, I really want to take this young man with me on my missionary journey.
でも前にそのマルコと言われる人が、あの人はダメだって言ったというきついパウロですから、すごく何かテモテの中に何かを見たんですね。
So, if, as you remember, Paul had said very strongly that he doesn't want to take the young man Mark with him. So he really must have seen something very promising in Timothy.
ここで詳しくテモテがどんな人か説明しています。
And it says rather specifically about what kind of person Timothy was.
テモテのおばあさんとお母さんが、ユダヤ人で クリスチャン。
So, we know that if we read about Timothy, we know that both his grandmother and his mother were Jewish Christians.
でもお父さんがギリシャ人だったわけです。
However, his father was a Greek, which can mean different things, but in any way.
はい。あのユダヤの伝統ではお母さんがユダヤ人ならその子供はユダヤ人です。
So, in the tradition of the Jewish people, if the mother was Jewish, then the child was Jewish.
確実ならですね、生まれたユダヤ人のお母さんが生まれた子は確実にその血を引くので、ですから、
So, you ask, maybe ask that's kind of unusual. Why? It's because it's really clear who the mother was, but sometimes it's not so clear. Like who really is the father?、
はい、ですから、テモテはユダヤ人でした。
So Timothy was a Jewish person.
でもお父さんがギリシャ人であったこともあるので、ユダヤ人の伝統的な割礼を受けていなかったんですね。
However, his father was not Jewish, so he hadn't received circumcision.、
うん、でも前にあったエルサレムの会議の決定は、クリスチャンになってもユダヤの伝統の割礼を受けなくてもいいっていうのが決まりでした。
But as you remember, the council that they had in Jerusalem, the leaders had decided that it's not necessary to receive circumcision, right? You remember that?
なんでパウロはここであえてテモテに割礼を施したんでしょうか?
So why here is Paul doing something really different and he decided to circumcise?
クリスチャンになるためには割礼は全く必要なかったんです。
So what we can say is thatIn order to become a Christian, there is absolutely no need to be circumcised.
でも彼らは宣教旅行に行くときに、まず最初はユダヤ人の街道やユダヤ人の中で伝道をしました。
But as you remember, when Paul went on his missionary journeys, when he went to different towns, the first place he went was to the synagogue to share the gospel with the Jewish people.
でもこのテモテはお父さんがギリシャ人で割礼を受けてないことはよく知られてたことだったんですね。
But many many people knew that Timothy's father was a Greek and that he hadn't been circumcised.
そうすると彼はユダヤ人の交わりはユダヤ人の街道に入ることができないんです。
So because of that.Timothy would not be allowed into the Jewish synagogue, or he wouldn't be allowed to have any kind of contact and fellowship with the Jewish people.
ですから宣教をするためのには障害が残ってしまうんですね。
So, in order to share the gospel, there would be, because of Timothy's, he wasn't circumcised, there would be like a wall, a barrier to be able to share.
ここでパウロはテモテに割礼をすることを決めて、テモテもそれがいいとして割礼を受けます。
So in order to get rid of that barrier and Timothy could go and freely go in the synagogues and not have any problems sharing the gospel with the Jewish people, Paul decided to circumcise him.
この話をして、私はちょっと納得できないところちょっとあるんですよね。
So actually, if I read this, there's a part of me that is really, it's a bit hard to understand.
だって、割礼を受けなくていいのに、なんであえて、思うところは私はあります。皆さんはどうでしょう。
So, I don't know, even though it wasn't really necessary for him to be circumcised, Paul decided to do it anyway, it's kind of hard for me to receive that.
でも、その宣教のために、相手に受け入れられるためには、こうあえてこう、こう違うことをする必要もあるわけです。必要もあるわけです。
But, this passage shows us that in order to share the gospel, we need to be willing to do more than what's absolutely necessary.
福音を伝えるためには自分の殻をこう脱いで自分を変化されてることも必要な場合があるんです。
So there are certain circumstances or certain cases where we have to take off some things that are kind of are outside of who we are and in order to be able to share the gospel freely with different people.
私たちは相手の目線、相手の土俵にまで降りていく必要もあるんです。
So there's times when we really have to kind of make ourselves more acceptable to the people that we're going to share the gospel with.
私たちのそのプライドもあるときは捨てなくてはいけないかもしれません。
And one thing that we really need to throw away is our pride.
ちょっとうちね考えちゃいますけども。で、このここで彼らは、アジアの、クリスチャンの人に尋ねるんですけれども。
So then Paul and Timothy and his group go around and they are sharing the gospel.
そしてエルサレムでの会議で決まった、ね、偶像のに捧げられた食べ物を食べない、割礼が必要ないということを話します。
And they share with the Christians what had been decided in the Jerusalem Council that there was refrain from some idols or from sacrifice and also to that, but however, there was no need to be circumcised.
ですから、異邦人のクリスチャンたちは本当に喜んで、喜んだだけですが、多くの異邦人たちがキリストを救いの主と信じるようになったんです。
So, that was really good news for, the non-Jewish people, and many, many of them received the Lord and became Christians.
でもここで神様が一つ予想外のことをされました。
But if we continue reading, we read something that may surprise us.
これは、16章の6節なんですけども。
So if we look at, verse 6 of chapter 16, it says,
こう言います。さて彼らはアジア州で御言葉を語ることを聖霊から禁じられたので、フィリギア、ガラテア地方にも通っていった。
So it says that, the Holy Spirit prevented them from sharing the gospel in Asia.
彼らはもともと来たのはアジアの前に行ったところ行こうと思うんですけど、ですから西に行ってアジアに行って宣教してはいけないと言われるんです。
So they were intending to go west to Asia, but the Holy Spirit said to them, "No, you can't go there."
もともとアジアに行こうと思ったのに聖霊様は行くなって言うんです。
So they had an intention to go into Asia, but the Holy Spirit said, "No, don't go."
地方の役人がですね、通行許可証がないとかダメだかって言うんじゃなくて、神様、聖霊様ご自身が西には行ってはいけない、福音を語ってはいけないって言うんです。
So it's not that there was something that they reasoned and kind of figured out, oh, we better not go into Asia, but rather they intended to go, but they were stopped.By the Holy Spirit.
でも、イエス様が私たちの地の証人となって、ね、もういつも福音を語りなさいと私たちに言われましたよね。
But we might have the impression that we're always supposed to share the gospel and we're always supposed to be witnesses of the resurrected Christ. Do you think like that to everybody?
でも、神様は時にはその場所に行くな、福音を語るなと言われることがあるのです。
But there's times when God tells us, "No, I don't want you going there. At least not right now."
でもそのことはこのパウロたちが自分の最初の計画がこうなくなっちゃうことになるんですよね。
So, because of that guidance and the command of the Holy Spirit, Paul had to throw away his original plan.
もうこれが御心だと思って進んでいったのに急に違うよ、しちゃいけないよって言われます。
Even though he had really believed that it was the will of God to go into Asia, he was stopped at this time.
この時にはそのことがパウロだけじゃなくてシラシやテモテもそのグループ全員にこれが神様の御心だと分かったんですね。
So if we read carefully, it wasn't only Paul that clearly was shown by God that he wasn't to go into Asia, but the whole group was shown by the Holy Spirit.
皆さん、これは彼らは一体どうやってこのことが示されたと思いますか?
So, what do you think about, if you think about this passage, how do you think the Holy Spirit showed them?
どのようにかっての書いてはありませんね。
It doesn't specifically say, does it?
でも彼らはきっと日々祈りながら聖霊の導きを本当にこう求めて生きていたことは確かですね。
But we can presume that they were praying and asking God to lead them.
先週読んだあの木の柱、雲の柱ようにこう導かれるようにとどまるとき、住むときのようにこうそのようにあの住んでいたと思います。
We can think that they were certainly praying for God to lead them, just as He led the Israelites in the desert by the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
断食をしてたかもしれませんけども、この場所にははっきりと書いていません。
Maybe they were even fasting as they sought God's will, but in any case, it doesn't say clearly.
一体どのようにこの人たちは聖霊様の神様の導きを知ることができたんでしょうか。
So we have to think how did they, how were they shown God's will?
このことを少しイメージしてほしいんですけれども。
Can you visualize this?
誰か皆さん今までに手をつないで歩いたことありますか。
Have you ever held hands with somebody and walked together?
ある人。ああよかったね、ない人はいないね、みんなね、はい、感謝ですね、はい、はい、はい、はい、こうやってあるかもしれません、ね、はい、僕も父とこれやったの覚えてますね、はい、
ケニアでは男性同士が手をつないで、
はい、はい、
友達
と、友達はね、はい、ね、こうやってね、はい、はい、こういう覚えてますね、あ、じゃあ二人三脚のこう競争をやったことあるでしょ、
Have you ever
これ日本だけ？
No, I don't think so. They don't know what they're saying. Like a three-legged race.
Have
you ever had a three-legged race? Have you ever had a three-legged race?
ここに足を、足にこう、丸めて、足をつけてやるんですけども。はい。そうなんですね。で、それ、手をこう、つないで歩いてるときにですね。
So when you hold hands and you walk,
で、前に進もうと思っても、
and when you want to move forward,
でも相手が動かないと困るんですよね。
はい、
そういう経験ありませんか、こうやって、
so、
もう行こうよ行こう
って really、
で行きたくないのに連れて行かれるのも困りますよね、
really、
二人三脚でも行きたくないのに相手が走ってきてると転んじゃいますよね。
And it's even harder if you're having a three-legged race and your legs are tied together and the person you're tied up with is notWilling to go.
でもこうやって手をつないで歩いて力が強ければですね、相手が関係なくて引きずっていけます。そうですよね、引きずりますよね。あ、そうです。そうですか。力が強ければ。そうそう。そのように相手、そのもし力が強ければ相手がどうでも私たちは引きずることができますよね。
So, if you think about if someone is really strong, they can force the person who doesn't want to go, they can force that person.
でも相手を傷つけたりしてしまいます。
But the person becomes injured.
この聖霊に導かれている生活ってね、ひょっとしたらこう聖霊様と手をつないでるに似てることなのかなと思ったりしました。
So, we can think of a life led by the Holy Spirit is like holding someone's hand and the Holy Spirit is leading us.
そうですね。こう触れてるとなんとなくわかるんですよ、行くべきか行かないべきか。そうですか、そんなことありませんか。どうでしょう。
If we're holding the Holy Spirit's hand, even if it's not so clear, but somehow we have this feeling or belief that this is the way we're supposed to go.
ね、これは前に進めと言ってるか、止まれと言ってるか、わかる時があるのではないかと思います。
So, even though it might not be really clear as is clear as somebody holding your hand, you know, in the physical realm, but it's something that we can know.
ですから、パウロたちの宣教旅行もしっかりと聖霊様との手を握っているような、まあ、旅ではなかったかと想像できるんです、ね。
So we can imagine that Paul and his group of missionaries that are going on this journey.They knew how the Holy Spirit was leading them.
今確かにこれは行くべきか、とどまるべきか、こう分かったんだと思うんですよ。
So they must have known when the Holy Spirit was leading them forward and when He was telling them to stop.
で、この男を思いながら、自分はですね、本当に神様、聖霊様の手を握ってるんだか思うことが思いました。本当に握ってるのかな。
So it made me think about, am I?How about me? Am I really holding on to the Holy Spirit's hand and sensitive to how He's telling me to go or to stop?
あとは、まあ、妻がいつもその妻の手もしっかり握っているのかなというのもチャレンジですね。
It's also a challenge to know if I'm really holding my wife's hand.
この地図を見てみましょう。
Let's look at the map for a minute.
ですからリストラに行って本当はもっと西 の, このアジアにもっと行ったところに行こうとするんですが、神様聖霊様は違うと言うんです。
So they were in Lystra and they were going to go west, but they were stopped by the Holy Spirit.
じゃあ西に行けないどうしようって祈りながら彼らは北に行きます。
So then they're praying and they went north.
で行くんです。今度は北に行ったら今度もっと北 の, そのビスニアあっちの方には神様は聖霊様は行くなって言うんです。
And once again, the Holy Spirit said, no, don't go any further this way.
西もダメ、北もダメ。そうすると彼らはまたその今度はその上のこの、まあ、西のトロアスの方にこう歩いていくんですね。
So they were told not to go west, and they were told not to go at least into some northern area. So they went a little bit different, and they went north to it in another way.
彼らは500キロくらい歩いているときにですね、
so they're walking 500 kilometers.
本当に聖霊様、神様は一体どこに行ったらいいんでしょうっていつも祈りながら歩いていました。
So, it's pretty clear that they must have been 500 kilometers is a long distance, so they must have been asking the Holy Spirit to lead them.
でも彼らはこれは観光旅行じゃなくて本当に宣教旅行ですから、
But we have to remember this was not a sightseeing trip, this was a mission trip.
でもこの聖書の箇所には彼らが何か特別のしたことをしたかということは書いていません。
But we're not told exactly what special time things they might have been doing.
何か素晴らしい結果とか成果がここには全く書かれていません。
Nothing is written about specifically about the result of their mission journey.
どうでしょう、毎日歩いていって結果が見えない時に皆さんは不安になりますか?
So, think about it. If you were walking so far and going through the day and you don't see the results very clearly, how would you feel?
全教旅行なのに自分は何をしたのかと不安になり、なったでしょうか?
But you don't see so much results, would you become uneasy?
どうでしょう、パウロたちはどのような気持ちだったと思いますか、不安になったと思いますか。
Do you think, what do you think, or how would you feel? Would you become, start to question what you're doing?
I think Paul has been beaten up enough to enjoy the times where he has not been beaten up.
もうね、痛めつかれてきてるんで、全然もう楽しむことができたのかな。どうでしょう、西に行けない、北に行ってもダメ、何、自分の計画と全く違う、その時に彼らはどう思ってたんでしょうか。
What would he have thought? He can't go west and he can't go north and his whole plan needed to be thrown out and he didn't see great results. What would he have been thinking?
毎日毎日結果が見えない生活を彼らは数週間続けたわけです。
So for a few weeks he didn't really see certain results.
私もこうパウロたちはやっぱり特別な平安があったのかなと思いました。
But when I think about this passage, I think that Paul had peace in his heart.
神様は私たちに何か成果や結果を求められるのではないと思うんです。
God is not telling us to focus on results.
神様は私たちが御心に従っていることを喜ばれるんだと思います。
God is joyous and he delights in those who are seeking his will and those who are obedient to his will.
彼らは御心を求めて歩いていったので神様は喜んでいたと思います。
So,
アーメンですか?
We see that Paul and his group was truly seeking the Lord's will, and so we really believe that the Lord was pleased with them.
そして
Amen.
最後にトロアスまで行き着くんですね。
So they go to Troas.
全然計画外のところです。
It wasn't someplace that they had planned on going at all.
そしてトロアスに行ってみたら、神様が行ったその晩にパウロに幻を与えます。
And while they're there, Paul sees a vision.
そしてこれはマケドニア人が立っていて、でパウロさん、マケドニアに来て私たちを助けてくださいっていう幻です。
And it's a vision of a man in Macedonia saying, please come here, come over to where we are here.
助けてください。
Please come and help us.
私は初めて会った人はマケドニア人かどうかは分かりません。あ、もし誰か会って、あ、この人マケドニア人って私には分かりません。
So if I saw someone for the first time, I'd have no idea if they were from Macedonia or not.
わかる人いますか?
Anybody, would anybody know? Like, oh, they're from Macedonia.
パウロは分かったんですね。
But Paul knew.
あ、確かにこの人はマケドニア人で、この私たちはマケドニアに行くだと、それは神様のものだと、パウロは分かったんですね。
Paul saw this man and, in the vision, and Paul knew he was from Macedonia and he was to go there.
で、パウロの一行たちも、そうだ、これが神様の御心だとはっきり彼らにも示されたんですね。
And, the people in Paul's group were also shown this and they knew they were to go to Macedonia.
神様は時には私たちに夢や幻を持って進むべき道を示してくださることがあります。
Often uses dreams and visions to lead us.
もう皆さんどうでしょう。夢を見て、幻を見て、マケドニアに行きなさいと言われたら、すぐに行く気になりますか?
But if you had a dream or if you had a vision, would you obey and go to Macedonia right away? Would you just drop everything and go to Macedonia?
計画外ですよ。
Maybe it's really completely different from what you were planning to do.
でも彼らはすぐにこれを見心と思ってすぐにマケドニアに旅立ってきました。
But Paul and his group of missionaries right away, immediately they went to Macedonia.
彼らははっきりともう神様の聖の手を握ってこれが見心だと思ってすぐに出かける準備ができていました。
So it was like they were holding the hand of the Holy Spirit, and when the Holy Spirit led them, started to lead them to Macedonia, they got everything ready and obeyed and followed right along.
もう神様は何とかしてこの人たちをトロアスまで、そしてマケドニアまで導かれたかったんですね。
So we can ask why were they being led in this way, first to Troas and then to Macedonia.
でももしですね、途中途中で彼らが聖霊様の導きに逆らっていたらどうだと思いますか?
But what would it have been if they had rejected and resisted the will of God, the leading of the Holy Spirit?
アジアにこの決めたんだから、もういいです神様、私アジアに行きますって言ってたらどうなったと思いますか?
What would have happened ifthe Holy Spirit said to them clearly, don't go into Asia, but they thought, oh, no, we have plans to go into Asia, and they just ignored the Holy Spirit, and they just went anyway.
どうでしょう。もしくは、福音を語らなきゃいけないと思って、でも、思ったのに、語っちゃったらどうなったと思いますか?
So what would have happened if they had believed, no, we have to go into Asia and share the gospel. We need to do this. And they had just gone anyway.
何が起こったか分かりません。
We don't know what would have happened.
困難に直面したか、死ぬことになったか、殺されたか、殺されになったか分かりません。
We have no idea. Would they have been killed or would there have been other problems? We don't know why they were prevented.
でも、神様は聖霊様は彼らを静かに、確かに、そして平安のうちにトロアスまで導かれたんです。
But God showed them clearly, He showed them probably quietly, and He showed them very specifically where they were to go and where they weren't to go.
気がついたら、まあ、トロアスまで来てたんですよ。
So, as God, the Holy Spirit was leading them, they found themselves in Troas.
パウロたちの目的はアジア州のクリスチャンたちを励ますことでした。
Paul's and the other missionaries' purpose was to go to Asia and encourage the Christians there.
でも神様は彼らをマケドニア、すなわちヨーロッパに行くことを導かれたんです。
However, the Holy Spirit led them to Macedonia, which was not part of Asia, but rather part of Europe.
今回はアジアと思ったのは神様を思ったんです。神様の御心はパウロたちの計画よりもずっと大きかったんです。
God's plan was so much bigger than Paul and the other missionaries planned.
ですからこの第2回の宣教旅行はキリストの福音がアジアを越えてヨーロッパまで行った時の話なんです。
So if we think about it, the second missionary journey brought the gospel into Europe.
私たちは聖霊の様に導かれた時に予定外のことが起こります。
So when we are led by the Holy Spirit, we are told to do things that we can't even imagine doing.
皆さん予定外のことを起こるときにどのように対処しますか？
So how do you respond when you feel like the Holy Spirit is leading you to do something that seems really crazy?
そういうことを経験のある人、はい、ありますね。はい。でも予定外のことが起きてもアメン、いいんです。
But even if something is seems like such a crazy idea, we have to be obedient and say amen and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
聖霊様に導かれているときに、成果や結果が見えないときもあるんです。
There are times when we're indeed being led by the Holy Spirit, but we don't see any results.
何日も何週間も何年も結果が見えないときがあるかもしれません。
There might be times that for days or weeks or months or even years that we don't see the result that we're desiring.
でもそれでもいいんです。
But that's fine.
神様が私たちが御心に従っていることを神様はそれを喜ばれるんです。
God desires for us to know His will and to obey His will, and that pleases God.
神様は私たちを日々の生活で次のステージに対していろいろと備えてくださいます。
And God Himself will provide our needs. He will make the circumstances such that that they're the proper circumstances for us.
そして主が示されたときに私たちはすぐにその御心に新しい道に進むことができるようにしたいと思うんですね。
And we have to really desire to immediately be able and choose to obey the will of God when He shows us.
皆さんどうでしょう。皆さんの人生を振り返ってみると、自分の計画通りに行きましたか
？So, if you think about your life, did it go according to what you had planned?
計画通りとしてますか？
Anybody
life went exactly as planned? 全然計画通りじゃない。全く計画通りじゃないですか。Anybody life is
completely different from what they had thought it would be.
でも本当に神様が私たちの過去に本当にいつもいてくださることが今私たちは見ることができて感謝できます。
But we can really see how God is leading us, and we can really be thankful.
今日覚えたいのは。神様の計画は私たちが持っている計画よりもずっと大きいんです。
What we need to remember from today's passage is that God's plans are so much greater than our plans.
何かある人、はい、
何か質問されて。If you have something that you want to share, like how God has really led you, really crazy way, but you obey or whatever. Do you have anything to share in your own life?
ここまで来て、あれ？と思う。予定通りですか？予定以外でしたか？
Something that went according to plan or something that was so different.